Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
All right, let's talk some baseball. Like we said, 6:40 first pitch tonight down in South Florida, 5:25, the Ford leadoff show coming your way. The Braves trying to bounce back from that gut-wrenching loss in Milwaukee on Wednesday. Braves reliever Colin McHugh joining us right now on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Colin, thanks for the time. How's South Beach treating you so far?
You know, the weather is not bad down here, I'll be honest with you. I think I don't know if Miami gets enough credit for its weather.
Yeah, a lot of people forget just how nice it is in Florida.
Hey, 6:40, 11:35 a.m. Baseball is kind of turning into like that pickup game. I'll meet you at the park, and we'll see what time we get started. You've been around long enough where this must seem a little bit strange.
Yeah, every day you come to the park and you're like, what time are we playing today? Is it, what station are we on? You know, for years it was just like the Braves were on at 7:05 on TBS for like a trillion days a year. So, yeah, it's a little different. I got to look at my schedule every day.
What do you think of the 11:35?
I don't love it, but, you know, I don't think it's for me. It's not they didn't ask my opinion on it, so. It's an hour beforehand, like before usual start time, and you just got to crank it up a little bit earlier, launch a little bit earlier, and then you do what you got to do.
Well, as you said, this is the business we have chosen. Colin McHugh with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. So how quickly do you need to forget what happened on Wednesday in Milwaukee?
Oh, I mean, immediately. It's the baseball season is so long, dude. It's, you know, it's 162 games. If you ride that roller coaster every day, it's just exhausting. So you take away from it what you can, the good things that you did, you kind of flush the other things and come back at it the next day. You know, we were lucky enough to have an off day yesterday to kind of recoup and get our legs under us again and come out swinging today with a divisional game.
If you could be as good as anybody in baseball as a team, not you individually, at anything, whether it's a line, you know, they have the standings, and they give you a whole bunch of other things, one-run games versus lefties versus righties. Then you get hit a button, it's crazy, that says advanced, and then they'll give you more crap. What thing would you like to be? Or if you were running it, I told you had an opportunity to be as good as anybody else in baseball at one thing, what would it be?
Oh, man, that's a really good question. I watched Moneyball the other day. I went back and watched it. It was on TV. And the idea of just having guys on base all the time, you know, like being a huge on-base team, mm-hmm. I think it's really fascinating to me because it's hard to zero in on who's going to get big hits or where you're going to get big hits. Or like if you lead the league in average, that's great. But if you can't get enough guys on base different ways, I think having guys on base is a great problem to have. And then we'll figure out how to get them in.
It's funny.
So I think, yeah.
We had the conversation earlier in the week because we looked at batting averages, and I'm more about run production, but the idea that if you spread it out, more guys getting an opportunity, it really is a different brand of baseball because you also put pitchers in an uncomfortable spot. Middle infielders maybe become a little bit more uncomfortable because there's traffic. I agree 1,000% with you. I think you can change the dynamic of the game the more times you have those opportunities.
I mean, look at these extra inning games that we play now. You have a guy on second base automatically, and those games, I mean, they get wild at the end of the game because, yeah, you're putting an arbitrary guy in scoring position, and it does change things. Change the way the pitchers pitch. It changes the pressure situation for hitters. So yeah, if you can do that all game and keep pressure on teams in general, I think you're gonna come out on top more often than not.
Colin McHugh, Braves reliever, with us down in Miami. 6:40 first pitch tonight here on The Fan between the Braves and the Marlins. The board leadoff show will come your way at 5:25. When do you start to pay attention, if at all, to the standings? Is it Memorial Day, like a lot of people say?
You know, probably later than that, to be honest with you. I think post All-Star break, you have a good idea of where you're at. I mean, we look at it last year. I've looked at it for years in my career, and anything can happen. I mean, like I said, you play in, what, 70 games 80 games post All-Star break, which is a lot of games. So you want to get there. You want to get to the point where you're in it and you're in contention coming down the stretch. And so, you know, you don't want to do too many things. It's like a golf tournament, right? You're playing the PGA tournament or PGA championship yesterday. You don't want to lose the tournament in the first round. And so you want to keep it in striking distance. And that's what we're hoping to do right now until we kind of hit our groove.
Are you surprised that offensively it's this many guys not hitting? Normally, with a team that's got the back of a baseball card like some of these guys, it's not going to be everybody at once. So in that, is there a good news situation in the fact that it's not going to be worse than this? We're treading enough water where it's not going to be worse than this. Things are going to pick up.
You have to believe that in the long run in baseball, you know, the statistics are going to play out in the way that you assume that they're going to. You know, it's a huge sample size, twice as big as any other professional sport. So, you know, I'm going to say it, I'm a pitcher, hitting is the hardest thing to do in sports. I don't think it's even close. So I give guys as much credit, as much leeway as possible, and, you know, think about that at the end of the day, most of these guys, really across the league, guys are going to end up playing a lot closer to those back of the card numbers than they are at any given point during the season. So I try not to put too much stock in any, you know, six-week window.
Somebody actually suggested that pitchers might need their own on-deck circle kind of right behind the mound. I don't know. But what would actually be on there? Because we got to figure out the substance thing. We got to figure out what's legal and what's not. Having a towel out there. I mean, is there any reason for there to be anything on the field with you in and around the mound area?
Like cold brew coffee, some pretzels, maybe
whatever works. Yeah.
A beach chair. No, yeah. I think in general,
some hot mustard.
an on deck circle for pitchers. Right now we have rosin back there, rosin and a place to like clean your spikes out, which, you know, is just not the same as what hitters get and what they're preparing for. You know, I saw a guy go in the middle of an at bat and change bats and change like grips and spray his bat with stuff. So I don't know. I'm a little bit old school when it comes to it. I'm like, give me the ball. Let's get this game moving. Let's do what we got to do. But I'm not gonna throw a fit if they decide to throw a pine tar rag back there and say, hey, figure it out.
Yeah, I loved Moneyball. I didn't read the book for years, and I said, a movie. Just try to win as many games as possible, and then win a few more on top of that. I thought that was going to be the whole thing. But I love the movie. But when we talk about Zito, Mulder, and Hudson, not a trace, really, of any of those guys in this whole thing.
Yeah, right? Like, those guys were pretty good. There's a pretty good trio of starting pitchers who are going to throw you up about, you know, just shy of 600 innings a year, which is pretty impressive. So you can't discount, you know, having some anchors to a staff. Yeah, I mean, every good team really has it.
Do you know Billy Beane or Paul DePotesto at all? Would there be any reason why your paths would have crossed?
So, yeah, Depot, funny story, Depot was, he was in New York when I was with, he was an assistant GM with the Mets when I was there, because Sandy Alderson, who had come from Oakland in the first place, came over to the Mets when I got called up. And Depot called me when I got traded over to Colorado and just wished me luck and was just a super nice, genuine guy. And so, I, you know, those were really the only time our paths crossed, but I have a lot of respect for him.
All right, Colin, hopefully the Braves anchor Charlie Morton gets the job done tonight. We'll see if he gets some action as well. Best of luck this weekend down in Florida. As always, thanks for coming on the show. We'll talk soon.
I appreciate it, guys.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.